Greetings, this is James Gillen. I'm your host, and with the SETI Stargate and BBS Radio, and it's on so many different stations. But you just type in the SETI Stargate or BBS Radio as you wish, you can get on the show. A lot going on right now. I wanted to start off with the news. We're finally ending the. We're supposed to be on the last day of the Kali Yuga, so that's been a rough one. Everybody knows. It's like Kali Yuga is like a lot of destruction and death and change and things moving really fast. So I'm sure a lot of them have gone through a lot, through this year. So good thing is it's up and away after this. So also too, breaking news, scientists just discovered climate change is due to volcanic activity governed by solar cycles. Sorry, John, Al, and your WEF overlords. You have to give the money back and apologize to all the kids you brainwashed by misinformation. Again, CO2 makes up 0.04% of our atmosphere. Humans contribute 0.03% of that 0.04%, which is natural, and it's a negligible amount. And according to real science, not profit-driven science, the planet is cooling and we're in a CO2 drought. John Kerry is finally stepping down as the climate disinformation czar, and it looks like that's finally a total fail. The real science has just buried this whole global warming climate change program. The climate's always changing on the Earth, and actually the temps are going down. So much for that one. But glad to see that's finally done. Here's a good one. Frigid Chicago temps turn charging stations into graveyards. Expect more of the same as the grid cannot meet the load put on it with more EVs. In the future, major solar flares, EMP, and cyber attacks—the grids may become totally unreliable. So, why not outfit the EVs, the electric vehicles, with compact, fuel-less energy generators, making them independent? Use the fuel-less energy technology by charging at the charging stations, taking them off the grid as well. Can't have that independence and sovereignty are nasty words to the global elite. So we could solve this problem. We could have unlimited travel, everything, and we have the technology to do it. So we have to demand that come out. Here's a good one. Kamala Harris went to The View saying she's scared of Trump weaponizing the agencies, acting like a dictator, abusing the justice system. Coming after anyone that disagrees with him or threatens his power. It's kind of like the present administration, Kamala and The View acting as a hit squad against conservatives is doing now. They've been doing that and they're doing that now too. And it's just gotten worse. So it looked like a bunch of socially engineered cows with TDS nodding and chewing their cuds, spewing the party line, So I'm sure they have an abundance of snacks there on that set. But we've seen more injustice, loss of freedom, hypocrisy, abuse of power, and the enforcement of harebrained ideas with no forethought, mathematically impossible programs, and unconstitutional, I might add, than any previous administration. So, tyrants of the past salute The View, Hollywood, the Dems, and rhinos in their attempts to destroy America, a republic, not a democracy, by accusing real patriots of being undemocratic. When you see their accusations flying, put their name in front of the accusation, then you'll know the truth. Just whenever they're pointing the finger, there's three fingers pointing back. And just whenever they're making these statements, just put their name in front of their statement. And it pretty much will tell you exactly what's going on. So, how many people, politicians, CEOs, mainstream and social media moguls were on the Epstein list? If you want to do the math, watch how many attacked Trump. In many cases, the attacks on Trump corresponds with how many visits to the island. So some have just slithered off into obscurity. That's going to come out. Here's a good one. Schumer and Durbin, aka blocked the Epstein flight logs. Another Dem show off their frat house in Washington. Alex Baldwin is also selling his multi-million dollar house. And I would check both for tunnels or hidden rooms, because the frat house looks like something out of the Addams Family. And Alex, when asked why he was selling, he said, "I thought I'd just give it a shot." Anyway, Justin Castro has gone from 5 million to 93 million net worth in funds we know of, some we don't know of, putting into effect one draconian policy after another, and proud of his tyrannical iron fist forcing vaccinations, running down little old ladies with horses, arresting nonviolent protesters, just like January 6th, And most emergency rooms have a 34-hour wait. I mean, that's a total fail there. Poor little old lady sitting in that hospital room, waiting to get treated after being trampled by his horses. I mean, doesn't look good, Justin. Anyway, his true father, allegedly Castro, will be proud along with the socialist tyrants of the past. So I wonder if a lot of that money came from the truckers' bank accounts they commandeered. And Justin said Trump being elected would be very bad for his regime. We should open the border to Canada and grant asylum to the abused and the endangered Canadians, and there'd be no shortage of truckers who could haul illegal aliens to sanctuary cities. Always love the Canadians. They seem to be very chill and easy to get along with. So we've had a lot of at the ranch. We've had a lot of Canadians come and volunteer and everything. And there's It's really bizarre, but it's we've always they've always been really chill and helpful and fun to be around and easy to get along with. So hey, I think it's a trade, just open up the northern border to balance out the southern border. Here's a good one. Local prostitution services has informed the WEF all the prostitutes have been booked. They're going to have to import some more to meet their needs. And I hope the prostitutes have bodyguards because, those guys get a little kinky and rough from what I hear. I'd often ask why spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders would want to contact a world governed by morally and integrally challenged pedophiles, child diddlers, and megalomaniacs. And I also ask why the UFO community in Hollywood also censor those in contact with spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, continuing in an 80-year controlled narrative called disclosure. Could there be a connection? Follow the money. It'll tell you. Are there posers, controlled opposition, perpetuating the controlled narrative in the highest ranks of disclosure? I'm just asking for a friend. Might want to check that out. Connect the dots. Anyway, things have to change before a beneficial contact can happen, and it will change fast. And contact with benevolent off-worlders will happen. How soon is that's up to us. The skies are already filled with ships. They're here. They're waiting for us to rise to the occasion. And after all, they are searching for intelligent life. Anyway, I went out at 7. It was dark here at 7. I went out, didn't see anything last night. So I got up 5 at my usual time, and the skies were just filled with ships crisscrossing the Pleiades, the Orion system, going through the Dipper, and I was filming them. And at one time, I had 3 or 4 in one frame while I was filming. So the ships are there. I mean, they're here in numbers. And when you have kind of an agreement with them or you have contact with them, they work with you. They make themselves known. They show up right on time, like right where we say they do every time. And so, we have to ask the question. This has been going on for 30 something years, closer to 40 years. So, at what point do you say, hey, maybe they're having contact there. Maybe we should find out what's really going on. But they really don't want the information out about the spiritually and technologically advanced ones because it would put an end to the manufactured lack and the enslavement through dependency program they have going here on Earth. They have things beyond med beds there, healing technologies, fearless energy, anti-gravity, counter-gravity. If we want to take a quantum leap in an evolution, that's where we need to go. I'll talk more about that later, but and this is always a sad subject. A minimum of 85,000 children have gone missing under the care of the present administration, who still say there is no problem. There is no problem at the border. Biden will not say there's a problem at the border. It's amazing. I've never seen anything like it. Maybe in his world there isn't, whichever world that's in. But there's 160,000 in Ukraine. and missing children right now, you know, they love their wars. It's $100 billion slush fund, along with human trafficking, a multi-billion-dollar operation that restocks their shelves. You know, as George Carlin says, it's a club and you're not in it. A closed club to those who are not morally and integrally challenged. And so now there's a red pill. You can apply that to everything, basically, right now that's going on this planet. And so we're going through a major overhaul, major red pill. Everything's going to come up and you can't miss it. Here's a good one. Turkey is providing evidence for genocide. You know, it's a case, and they're saying Israel will be convicted. The court in The Hague ordered Israel to stop the genocide already. And folks, revenge has always begat revenge. It's passing the generational potato. So let's just chill out, not let the media whip us into a frenzy until we hear all sides and do our own research, especially concerning the historical creation of Israel by the Khazarian Jews, the Rothschilds, annexing part of Palestine. The small original section annexed as Israel has almost taken over the entire country of Palestine. So this seems to be a pattern that we need to pay attention to. And the same group is infiltrated in everything in our political system. They're everywhere. They're in the banking system, the political system, everything. The same group. Anyway, did you know Ukraine was once called Khazaria? We've talked about before, and you cannot separate Zionists from Khazarian Jews. So this is history. It's not anti-Semitic. The average Israeli people or Jews are not Zionists. Rabbis are speaking out against the genocide and actions that are in complete contradiction to their faith. So when left alone, the present Zionists in charge, they usually get along. You know, they don't have all these problems. So one question that's never been answered, and I'd like to hear it answered, is how does one of the most secure borders in the world, with one of the best intelligence and organized militia, with quick response teams, allow this to happen? You know, I haven't heard anything yet that makes sense about that. And so, you know, could a future canal, the discovery of oil under Gaza Strip, plans to build a beachfront resort, have anything to do with the decision-making process? It seems to be, that seems to be coming up. You know, I'm just asking for a friend. You know, it's you know, for the record, I do not support Hamas, nor do I support Israel. I support the truth and universal law, of which seem to be being thrown out the window. In the interest of universal peace and the end of tyranny and genocide, I will always ask the question, how did this come to this? You know, maybe it's a time we all ask those questions. You know, how did this get to this point? How did this come to this? And the answer is in the question, basically, if you do the research. So here's a airline stewardess friend of mine, Kim, asked me to cover this one. Woke CEO, crossdresser of United Airlines, Scott Kirby, has declared war on anyone who didn't get the now proven to be unsafe and ineffective vaccines. You know, heart attacks, blood clots, turbo cancers, other adverse side effects do not factor into the safety of pilots who cannot afford to have a heart attack or not be in peak performance in the cockpit. This decision also discriminates and tramples on the rights of the employees. And so if I were employed by him, I would send him a letter notifying him that he'll be held personally responsible for any death, side effects, or accidents, as well as wrongful firing of those who did the research and refused the jab. Anyway, the CEOs that make the jab mandatory are not given immunity from legal damages. So they're not in the contract. So, and by the way, the CEO of Pfizer said the first two vaccines virtually do nothing to stop you from getting COVID. This is the head of Pfizer. So if they don't stop COVID, what are they designed to do? Alter your DNA, reduce population? What was the agenda? It wasn't to stop COVID. There's something else going on there, and we all got to do our research. You know, and this sounds like a Greta Thunberg, whatever. You know, how dare employees refuse to participate in vaccinations created by multi-billion dollar eugenicists with adverse side effects, and in many cases, their own demise. And what's the deal with the gender confused cross-dressing globalists. It seems to be very common with the left. I mean, there's all these pictures of this guy cross-dressing, and I don't know. There's some connection there. You might want to all look into it. But a lot of the globalists, a lot of even top people in the Biden administration and even in the military are all doing this cross-dressing thing and making some pretty lame decisions. So there must be some kind of connection. Anyway, Chinese scientists have created a mutant coronavirus that attacks the brain with a 100% kill rate in mice. Two things come to mind. Who funded it? And is this the new X variant the WF is talking about to finish the job COVID-19 was supposed to do? So I wonder what debilitating and deadly concoctions will be in the new vaccines. Will they do more damage as good, just like before? You know, Fauci's in hot water with a myriad of lies to Congress, along with funding gain of function research, the vaccines being safe and effective, saying masks don't work, and then you need to wear three. You know, his wife and partners in crime made millions, some billions off the plague. So it's time to drop their safety net and hold them accountable. And I think that's coming. And this is a wow moment, something I never thought I'd see. Michael Moore just gave a heartfelt speech jumping on the Trump wagon. You know, the working class, the Black and Hispanic community are waking up to a history of broken promises being used solely for votes. Maybe Joe's and the Democratic Party's history of segregation, discrimination, being the party of the Ku Klux Klan might have been the reason. You know, did you know Hillary's mentor was former KKK leader Robert Byrd? The real deplorables, according to her associates, seem to be those of color. So here's a hint: doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result, is a form of insanity, according to Einstein. And you know, nothing's has changed. Promises were not fulfilled. Probably time to vote red or anything else, because you know, they all they do is accuse everybody else of what they themselves are doing, and they have no platform. They have nothing to run on, other than the takedown and destruction of America. That's the only platform they have. And TDS, you know, Trump derangement syndrome. That's all they got. Trump's a tyrant, but they're the most tyrannical administration we've ever seen on this planet, with the weaponized agencies and everything else. Anyway, here's another one. Rumor has it a lot of Antifa BLM members feel they were being used or being set up, as well as in the divide and conquer race card played by the Dems and their global elite overlords. I believe One Nation or God did not spell out white, black, brown, yellow, red, green, or purple nation. It was one nation under God, period. And much of our Constitution was actually borrowed from the Red Nation, as Grandfather Wallace referred to himself. The foundation is there for a great nation, though in the past it was not always followed. It's not America that's the problem. It's always been the leadership that did not abide by the Constitution and the law of the land, ignoring our God-given rights. Mostly today, as in the past, greedy, morally, integrally challenged politicians doing the bidding of the wealthy is the problem. And those with an insatiable lust for power and wealth with no moral compass. I mean, that's, you know, it's not, we need to go to the character and the action and forget about all this other stuff and just go to that, and it'll tell you who that person is. Here's one. Did you know you have to transcend all religious and cultural boundaries, forgive, release the past to move into unity consciousness and ascend? We're not doing too good on that one. You never get out of the astral level of the wheel of death and rebirth with religious or cultural divisions. You know, what if as an eternal soul, you were most races on this planet, had lives on other planets, other planes and dimensions? So our soul is eternal, and our soul came from source, and all our souls came from source. And so we're all kin, you know, here. We need to focus on that and, you know, stop with the division game. Here's another one. This is the same what I just said. Basically, we're all souls from the same source. We all bleed red. Unless you're from inner earth, some bleed green or blue. due to being copper-based instead of iron-based. Nevertheless, we all came from God, the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse, what some call the force, the unified field in which we all reside. In its most unlimited expression, God, Creator, Great Spirit is love, the most powerful force in the universe. It's the cosmic glue that births and holds everything together. So where's the love in all this disempowering division games? And it's time to hold our leadership to the, feet to the fire, basically. Demand universal law, universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for all. And then we'll be ready to join the rest of the universe in peace, the greater family of man, and take a quantum leap in evolution. So that is our destiny. We are going to join the greater family of man. We are going to reunite. It's in all the prophecies. It's in the Native American prophecies. If you know how to read the ancient scripts, it's all in there. So that is our destiny eventually. I'd like to speed that up a little bit and avoid a lot of pain and suffering, but again, that's personal choice. Okay, empowering the individual, the awakening, healing of humanity, the earth, reuniting with the greater family of man have always been the goals of BSETI and the Lahar Foundation. We welcome any support in this endeavor. Yet remember, the ranch is closed until spring due to winter and repairs. As usual, we're sustaining some heavy damage from winter storms, leaky roofs, broken pipes, flooding, downed trees, etc. The last storm did some real damage. So any donations would be awesome to help repair the winter damages. We also lost our water pump in the well that provides for the gardens, the orchards, and the pastures. We have a project on the books with the adjacent 30 acres to bring in advanced healing and energy technologies. And we believe once the old guard falls, this will be readily available. We're just waiting for the old system to crash, and it's well on its way. It's in free fall right now. So we already know where some of these technologies are, and we'll incorporate them into the Lahar Foundation when the timing is right, escorting a quantum leap in evolution. So that's our plan. So if anybody wants to help out with that, we'd greatly appreciate it. And maybe throw some frog skins our way so we can get a new pump and fix the pipes and some new drywall and a roof. Anyway, but people don't realize that having a retreat center is freaking expensive. You have no idea how much it costs to keep the doors open. So anyway, on that note, we're pretty much out of time. We're going to do a quick question and answer, and then end with the healing prayer. A lot of people ask us to do that. We were going to do that. You can go to the website, and there's a couple of problems. Hopefully, we'll get it fixed with the website. But there's the world and personal healing meditation. If you want to go check that out, and then that's a really good one. But it would be good to do that with the new year, since this is the end of the Kali Yuga and we're moving into a whole new year. So it's an amazing meditation because it goes through every cell, every atom of your being. And it also sends energy back to the earth to heal the earth. So I strongly recommend it. But it's on the website, and there's two up there. One got shut down, so we'll have to reload that one. And you can pick between either one. So Kathy, my lovely assistant, has the questions, and we just have a few this time, and then we'll do the healing prayer.
During the Orion Wars, the combatants couldn't actually be killed, correct? They just lost their astral body. Question mark.
Okay, that's an interesting one. This is going to be a hard one to understand, but okay, say in the fourth dimension, everything is just as physical as it is here. And a lot of those wars were in the fourth dimension and, bleeding into the third. But the rules are different. The energy is lighter, and you have more abilities. Depends on what level. In the lower astral level, you got some really nasty stuff like the Gray Alliance, the reptilians and grays and some of these other nasty entities. And then on the higher levels, you have masters and guides and teachers, and you have a lot of benevolent ETs and things like that. So That's how these wars were carried out. Nobody dies. Nobody ever dies. It's just transform. They just transform. Okay, so when your physical body no longer is operational and it shuts down, the life force is in the atom, and the atoms just disperse and are recycled basically. Your soul moves on and it continues. And so nothing ever dies, and it's kind of similar in the 4D, in 4D on certain levels. In the 4D, the higher you get up, yeah, you're right that you can recreate your body. Somebody cut your arm off, you just all of a sudden manifest a new one. And what's the point? So a lot of times they don't do stuff like that because it's pointless. You can't kill a spirit. On the higher levels, they just don't. The higher you get, the more you're into unity consciousness, and it's not important. But from my understanding is, they have their ships. Their ships got destroyed. They destroyed a lot of the other ships. People died. People were lost. They have a different way of looking at things. They know they're going to come back together, and some are going to come back through the birth canal on this dimension and other dimensions as well. You can be on this dimension right here in a 3D body, but you can be pulling from the 11th dimension or things like that. So there's a lot of misnomers about this, but definitely people were lost, friends were, I have full memory of that. I have memory of our ship just getting blown to pieces and losing a lot of friends and loved ones on that one. So it does happen on that level.
A lot of people, I know TPRSs we've done, there's a lot of people that have some really traumatic.
Yeah, it comes up. One of the reoccurring thing are the wars, the Orion wars that come up in people's transpersonal release sessions. And they're still dealing with that loss of loved ones, loss of a lot of the civilization in the Orion system was lost, where the Orion Council of Light and those guys, we had a retreat center there, and it's funny, it's called the Lahar Foundation, or it was the Lahar was the name of it, and that's why we named the retreat here. But it was mostly underground, and we had big, massive doors, and although we spent a lot of time outside in nature and things, we all the sleeping quarters and living quarters were underground, and it was because of that. It was built for that, and so we missed it. We missed a lot of that from that space. And what happened in the Orion Wars is the leadership sold us out. Basically, they got taken over, and a lot of the seers went to the council and said, "Hey, guys, there's something coming. It's ugly. It doesn't care. It's coming." And all they want to do is pillage and kill, and that's what they do. And so the council guys are going, "Oh no, if we prepare for war, then we're going to create war, and we're going to be a threat to them, and they're going to take that personally, and so we're not going to do that." And they're being influenced by these other entities, which happens a lot. And so after we had the big meeting, a lot of people that heard the meeting went and they re-outfitted the ships with weapons and things like that, very advanced ships, much more advanced than the reptilians or greys. And so luckily some of them, when the attack came, got into the air and took care of business, but lost a lot of people. Whole cities fell and it was a mess. But eventually beat them back and so learn from that lesson. But anyway, that's we're doing the same thing here as before. It's like Atlantis all over again. Leadership's being influenced, some by their own lust for power and wealth, and others by other unseen negative entities that have gotten into them, and they're making some really bad decisions and setting them up. We're still being set up for World War III right now, so hopefully the right people can get back into office and put an end to this. But it's a reoccurring pattern, and we need to put an end to this pattern and realize that we don't need to do this over and over again. We can choose a different path. You've got to take care of business. Not everything is friendly, warm, and fuzzy out there in the multiverse. And some of it, does not like us at all. I mean, we're a reflection of the creator, and they hate the creator with every atom of their soul. So, it's a war. It's a multidimensional war. It's a spiritual war, and it's happening on many levels, and it's all coming to a climax. And part of that's happening on Earth right now.
There's some remote viewers saying Jesus was not crucified, that somebody else actually hung on the cross. What do you know about this?
No matter what I say, I'm going to get crucified on this one. So, I know some theologians that one was an advisor to the Pope, and he had access to all the catacombs and the stuff in the Vatican's and everything else, and that was what he was saying.
Is his name Mauro Biglino?
No, that's another one. Michal Edberth was his name, but there's another guy talking about that.
Think it's this because this person goes on to say that there
Yeah.
was this Bible translator of the Vatican,
Yeah.
and now Devolger writes in his book, Gods of the Bible, of the outright intentional translation errors and omissions,
Yeah.
and that he's flipped Christianity on its head.
Yeah, Gina Seminara wrote a book too about the some 7,500 contradictions in the Bible, and there are a lot. One thing I do know from what they were saying, he did go through the scourge. He had to run the gauntlet where he was beaten and carry the cross, all that stuff. I don't know if he carried a cross in that one, but he went through the scourge, and they beat him and put the crown of thorns on him and ran him out of town. And that definitely did happen. We know that happened. And it gets fuzzy after that, as far as was he really crucified or was somebody else. That history gets fuzzy. And you really think about it, it's not really that important. There's an old saying, but messiahs die young. And there's always the people that are morally and integrity challenged that are going to go against them, because they know who they are, and they know their true character and what character and what they're doing. And so that archetype is kind of showing us that, hey, and one of the things that he did do is he transcended the greatest of all fears, which is the fear of death. And it's one of the biggest necromancers that we have to deal with, and he transcended that. And there's actually a ceremony they do with the sarcophagus and the pyramids to do that. That's one of the initiations you have to go through. But there's a lot more to that story. Almost everything we've been told, be it through history and religion, everything else, you got to read between the lines. And it's not that important whether or not he died on the cross. And we have to realize that, there's people being persecuted every day, and there's people that are highly, very morally integrity, have high levels, that have called things out, and they're being attacked and crucified by the mainstream and social media and everything else. So it's that same pattern is going on, and we got to put an end to it. Spain, can you imagine, like, okay, if let's say a really advanced race came down here. There's so much more to the Jesus story. If you want to realize, it's tied into extraterrestrials, it's tied into other dimensions. It's a much bigger story than we've been told. But if you look at that, okay, let's say this really advanced soul, could it be an extraterrestrial, could be someone, ended up here on Earth, started calling out the money changers and those who are capitalizing on prospering on pain and suffering, and the war and disease profiteers and all, started calling all these people out, calling about all the deception and politics and everything else. How long would he last? I'm surprised I've lasted this long. But I mean, you really think about it. It's we got to stop that. We got to get behind these people and support them and protect them. And we just have to stop that old program. As I said, messiahs die young on this planet, and that's why. Even Putin said that, right now America's run by a bunch of pedophiles and child diddlers and satanic Luciferians, and I don't think he's that far from the truth, because we know the international banksters, there's a strong satanic Luciferian element there. And they're pretty much from there on down are running the show. So we're going to have to do some big changes, some major flips, and it's coming. It's coming. It's not that far out. So it's up to us not to participate. It's a really small, considering the masses, it's a very small group that's trying to pull these stunts, and the masses need to rise up and say enough's enough and get educated as to how things really run and who's behind what, and look at the character and the actions of people. Forget about their words, because these guys are pathological liars, basically. So just forget about that. Just look at their actions and look at their character, and that'll establish their character.
Is the second Putin dude a galactic?
Yeah, there's a lot of stories about this is Putin 2.0, that the first Putin is dead. I've heard those stories. Putin has even said that, when people threaten him, he says, well, we'll see what the extraterrestrials have to say about that. And they're not going along with the WEF program and global domination and everything. So he's mentioned it. He said he's working with the extraterrestrials, and he is. People don't realize that Russia is a very Christian Orthodox country, and they don't put up with stuff that people get away with and other people get away with. They don't put up with the pedophilia. They don't put up with any of this stuff and the corruption and things. They take care of business, and people either end up in gulags or disappear altogether. So, it's not what we've been told. Again, you can't listen to mainstream media. That it's not it's and I think there's an alliance between some very, very powerful people that you'll be shocked when this comes out, that are getting ready to move forward and put an end to all this. And I'm not going to say who or what. I've said it in the past, and it's coming to pass right now, and storm's coming. Buckle up and prepare, because we're going to go through some big changes very fast right now.
My dreams are now so real, lucid. I wake up exhausted every morning. Feels like I'm living in two realities. Do you know if other people are feeling this? Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Feels very powerful.
Yeah, welcome to the club. So we're all talking about that. God, I worked my ass off last night in the dream world, in the other dimensions. And I mean, everything, it's not, a lot of us are going down in the lower dimensions and helping to help them rise up and clean up and things like that. And it's work. You come back and you just feel beat up. Even your body feels depleted and ill sometimes after doing that. And we're also going into the higher dimensions at the same time, and being healed and having experiences and getting information and remembering our past lives and things like that. So it's all going on right now, and it's really busy, and especially when you get these big solar flares and coronal mass ejections. The veils come down between worlds, and it puts everybody in process. The energy affects the bioelectric fields around the body. It's just like full moons. It's the same thing, but even stronger. But we're all going through these changes right now, and we're fast tracking. And we're having to forgive and release the past right now and move forward and do all we can to help with the awakening healing process. And we all came in to do this. We're the chosen ones, because we chose to come here.
Which star family would you say your followers primarily seem to be aligned with?
Well, there's a lot of Pleiadian energy. I'd say mostly Pleiadian. There's a lot of Orion Council of Light energy, a lot of people that went through the Orion Wars that know what's going down, and they don't want to see it happen again. They went through the Atlantis and Lemuria thing, which was the same thing basically. And there's a lot of people that are connected to the Sirians, the feline beings, and whether they're humanoid cat beings or they're upright panther beings or lion beings, which are like 17 feet tall. Sekhmet was part of that group. And they were the protectors of the gods, the Anunnaki, which were ancient Lyrians. And when the Lyrians fell, when a lot of them broke away from universal law, just like what happened in Atlantis and Lemuria, it happened before that, they left. They said, we can't protect you anymore. We can't work with you. You're asking us to do things that go against universal law. So I know a lot of people that have feline connections are connected, and a lot of Andromeda and Arcturian. But I'd say the main base is Pleiadian and the Orion Council Light and Sirian. That comes up. We call it a trifecta because when we're doing transpersonal release sessions for people, it comes up a lot. People have lives in Pleiades, the Orion system, and the Sirian, connected to the feline beings. And that comes up quite a bit. It's amazing. And lately, we've been getting a lot of people that have no past lives to clear, nothing to clear, no childhood trauma to clear, and they came in from like as a sixth dimensional Pleiadian, and they're incarnating now. Or some we've had seventh dimensional or lion beings, and they've incarnated here to help with this shift. So there's an old saying: God's given its best for these times, and the beings coming in right now are just beyond imagination. But some of them are still asleep and they haven't woken up to who they are and why they're here yet. And if you're listening to this show, it's time to wake up and get busy.
Do you think some souls have always been earthbound and that some have never experienced lives in, the Pleiades or?
Yeah, I mean that happens. We've had people that just have no past lives in other culture, other civilizations, and that's come up. One thing I noticed is that people seek us out because of their connections,
Right.
that we have similar connections, and they're trying to remember and wake up, and they seek us out because of that. So it's kind of like attracts like, and so there's a lot of that going on, and the information we put out fits into what they're remembering or feel within is true, and so they're coming together, and they're all coming together. And in Atlantis, Lemuria, there's a lot of people that weren't happy with the way things went down, and they're trying to redo that. It's like a big redo, and so people don't know that, but the Atlanteans kind of started worshiping the intellect and science, and then they started using their science to control the masses and spy on the masses, just like we're doing now, same thing. And it got out of control, and then the Lemurians called them out on it, who were a spacefaring race. They're very advanced, and they called them out and they said, you're not operating under the law of one, helping those less fortunate to rise to their highest potential and universal law. And so the Atlanteans took their beam ships and melted down a lot of the Lemurian cities, which there's a big in the Gobi Desert, there's a huge green glass sheet, and that's part of that experience down there. The Red Sea is a group that they just melted down a whole island in the middle of the Red Sea. And that was another group that did that. Another supposedly god. Not a bearded god, but anyway, there's a lot of that's happened in the past, and we keep doing the same patterns, and the pattern is rather empowering the individual and being of service. People get into self-service, and they want to dominate and control, and they get into fear, and they get in, and then everything just spirals downhill, and they're on the downward spiral. The upward spiral, the people that want to live a spiritual life in alignment with the universal law. And in harmony with each other and nature, and that spiral's moving up. So one's going down and collapsing, the other's moving up, and we're in the middle of that right now. And what happens to us depends on our karma, on our belief systems, on our actions. All that's determining, where we fare in this.
First contact. Will there be a global event or will some places on Earth be chosen before others?
I tell you what's really interesting. A lot of very powerful psychics that I know that were pretty accurate, they said Washington State is going to be the first contact. And this was years ago. And we've had contact for like almost 40 years. But it's kind of interesting that a lot of people will say Shasta or Washington or Mexico's having, and some of these countries, Peru and things like that are they're used to dealing, especially Mexico. You start talking about UFOs, they go, yeah, we know. And they want to see the spiritual photos, you know, the paranormal stuff. They're into that, but they go, you know, they just accept UFOs. And so contacts have been happening for 450,000 years minimum with people. And so we have to get away from that. There's this mindset is when will contact happen? Contact has been going on for 450,000 years minimum. Now, the question we should ask is who's being contacted and how are they making contact? And the bottom line is that those who rise to the occasion are having contact with the benevolent and the spiritually advanced ones. Those who are on the downward spiral that want to control and dominate are also having contact with the negative ones. So, and that's the negative ones have been, we've lived under draconian law ever since 450,000 years with the negative ones. And there's been kind of a battle between the two, but now they're being kicked out, they're being eliminated, and now the benevolent ones are coming in. So we're in that shift right now of reuniting with the benevolent, the spiritually and technologically advanced ones. And there's a major resistance to that because unfortunately, a lot of the leadership and especially the UFO community things have aligned with, they've gone into self-service and aligned with the money and the dark arts and the other stuff. So that's going to collapse in on itself. It's not sustainable. So there's new venues that are coming out with people that have a high degree of integrity and that are coming out, and you're going to see that just truth destroys the lie. And so you're going to see that. I mean, with our what's happening to us, people, I don't know if you've noticed people, but and we've been posting on Telegram and Facebook and everything, constant ships coming over the house here, powering up, three or four in a frame, saying hi, you know, like doing dazzle duty, we call it. You know, and that's getting out there. And these other guys are going, damn it, shit. You know, they're going, every time you post one of those, it screws our narrative, you know, our controlled narrative, and our keeping it in the past and keeping it in the military and keep it back in your German stuff and everything else. And they just are relentless about stopping the benevolent, spiritually advanced ETs from coming in and their information. And so every time this information comes out and these videos of the ships come out and there's some people like Peter Slattery and Mary Rodwell and a few others out there that are bringing the kids' information out, and it's just destroying their narrative. And I don't know why they keep continuing with this. Some of these alien things, movies, I won't even go into. We got totally censored out of those. But you know, their game is keep the suspense going. Don't provide answers. Don't tell us who they are, why they're here. What is their ancient past? You know, were they our ancestors? They're not, they're just asking questions. They aren't providing answers. And so if somebody comes along that has the answers, they're a threat to the to keep the question going, to keep the money flowing and the shows going and everything else. So anyway, I gave them all the answers and they censored it out, you know. So what do you do with that? You know, it's just it's a controlled narrative. And that's all falling though. Yeah, there's a lot of karma involved in that. You can't keep doing that and think you're of good character. And you know, deception has karmic consequences, and censorship has karmic consequences. And when you're aligned with these higher dimensional beings and multidimensional beings, and you're being suppressed by this other group, and that energy's coming in, there's a karmic backlash and it happens quickly. So I would suggest getting on the right side of the light and start working with the benevolent ones, because those that are continuing with this controlled narrative, it's just going to blow up in their face. How much time do we got? Did you?
Probably time for the clearing now.
Yeah. So anyway, one of the things people kept asking us is to do a clearing. They keep asking us to do. And they also asked for the world and personal healing meditation to do one of those. And we'll probably dedicate a whole show to that maybe. But so we thought we'd go ahead and do a clearing for those who want to experience the clearing process. And we highly suggest going to the website and getting that as well. It's on the website, and it's Healing Unseen Negative Influences under there. Because, you know, we have a saying, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. And the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. And so a lot of these people that are working out there, let's say they're kind of morally and integrally challenged, and they're working with some low-level entities and things like that, or they're just ignorant of safeguards for bringing in clear information, and they just let anything come in. And one guy out there in the UFO community says, "Stop being spiritual snobs. You have to let anybody into your body to come through you." And that is the most unconscious thing I've ever heard, you know, because there are things that you need to protect yourself from and shield up, and you need to work with the higher dimensional beings to provide that protection, or the source itself, if you can connect with that. So anyway, all these other beings are just there to help you make your own personal God connection, creator, great spirit, whatever you want to call it. And if they're not, then you need to get a new teacher, you know. So anyway, are we ready? All right, so take a deep breath. Just breathe in love and joy and bliss. Breathe in the higher consciousness and energy, God, creator, a great spirit, whatever name you want to give it. And just know that it, in its most unlimited understanding, it's pure unconditional love and joy and bliss. And that's what we want to focus on. And breathe out any of the troubles of the day, any challenges. Come back to the present moment, release the past, forgive everybody, and just get back into that true state, which is at one with the source. And breathe in again and take a few deep breaths. And we welcome all entities in love and light. We speak to you from the Lord God of our beings, and telling you all you are healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened. You're filled and surrounded in the Christ light and the Christ love, free from the earth vibration. And we ask the beautiful many to escort you to your highest expression, your perfect place. Go in peace. For those who are just not wanting to go and hanging on, and if you do not come in the name of the Christ, we insist that you leave, and we call on Archangel Michael, Bacall, the Lion Beings, Andromedans, Pleiadians, Orion Counts of Light, to escort you to your perfect place. And again, go in peace. Take a deep breath and just release everything out of your field and see your whole auric field cleansed, opening up. You can put a rainbow energy into it, put golden light, green light, whatever you want. Just see your total aura filled with light. If you still feel something hanging on, then do the prayer again. Sometimes we do it more than once. And again, it's on the website. All right. So, on that note, have a great evening. Keep your fields clear. Pay attention. Go by character and by action, and forget about all the social engineering going on. And don't get whipped into a frenzy by the media. We know who owns them. Yeah. So keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and we'll get through these times. Good night.